Let's conclude with verse 16 of Matthew 1. The last woman, we can call her determined. And what's interesting about Mary is we know a whole lot about her that's not true, and we know very little about her that the Bible talks about. What we know about her that's not true is all the stuff that's in the white spaces in the Bible here. In fact, books and books have been written about Mary, and none of it's in the Bible. What is in the Bible? Well, here's very quickly what's in the Scripture. Mary was born a normal sinner. There's nothing in the Bible that says Mary was anything else than just like you and me. She was a very normal sinner. She comes to faith in the true God. She quotes from the Old Testament and talks about the fact that God lifted her up out of the ash heap, out of the dunghill, and she looked on God as her Savior. Now, rather than listening to a bunch of writers, let's listen to her own words in the Word of God. As she acknowledges her lostness, as she comes to faith in God and becomes a quiet, determined woman who wants to know God's Word and obey it. What does she do? Well, she falls in love, which is very noble. She meets an angel, which is very notable. She receives a commission, which was very, very unusual. And she supernaturally conceives a child while engaged to her husband. Well, her fiancé plans to dump her. The only reason he did that was Joseph was so gracious, she should have been stoned because he thought she had been in fornication. People scorn her. She bears public shame for one-third of a century. Can you imagine that? Living for a third of a century through the entire life and ministry of Christ, and everywhere you go, there's your son speaking, and there's a bunch of women whispering and saying, "Yes, and do you know where that boy came from? Some Roman soldier somewhere." And they were scorning her. She's falsely accused by the people. She even has to be put in her place by the Lord Jesus Christ at one time. And she is continually saddened because her own children did not believe what she believed about God's promise of Christ coming. But through it all, God graciously reached down and made her the mother of the promise. She bore Christ. She partook of grace. She said, "Oh God, my Savior," as Luke puts it. And she became the one, ultimately, through whom the promise arrived.